So in the practice of meditation, we are learning life skills and studying the relationship between the body and the mind. So the first consideration is how can we sit in such a way to enable the process of meditation most effectively? The practice is often referred to as the middle way, and we're learning to find a balance or a middle way between effort and relaxation. So in the physical posture, the effort is expended mainly on maintaining a straight back. So that's straight, not rigidly straight, but in a natural way, which doesn't interfere with the ease of the breathing. If you're too straight, then you start to feel some tension, tightness, then need to relax a little bit. You can imagine as if some string or something is pulling the top of your head up towards the ceiling just a little bit. Then if all the other parts of the body can relax, and you can experiment what's the best way to fold your legs, the best way to rest your hands. You can put them in your lap, right upon left or left upon right, the two thumbs touching or not touching, or the hands on the knees. So find the way which feels most comfortable for you, sitting in a way that there is a balance in the sense of effort and relaxation. Now before focusing the mind on the sensation of the breath at one particular point, which is quite a subtle exercise, as a warm-up exercise, we can divide the body into four areas. The first area is the head, the face, the neck. Now, as you breathe in and breathe out, just be aware of any or sensation which arising in that area, together with the in-breath, together with the out-breath. So not trying to create any feelings, not visualizing the head, just being aware of the everyday, mundane sensations arising in this area of the head, the face, the neck. The second area is the shoulders, the arms, hands and fingers. So, together with the in-breath, together with the out-breath, being aware of any sensation arising in this area of the body, the shoulders, the arms, the hands, the fingers. The third area of the body the torso, the body from the throat, the chest, tummy, the abdomen, the back, the whole of the torso of the body. As we breathe in, as we breathe out, just observing in a very neutral, equanimous way any all sensations arising together with the in-breath, together with the out-breath. And now the sensations in the fourth area of the body, from the hips down the legs, the calves, ankles, feet, toes. So breathe in, breathe out. And lastly, be aware of all the feelings, sensations arising in the whole body, from the top of the head, tips of the toes, without choosing, just being aware with the in-breath, with the out-breath of this whole body of energy, sensation. So we can repeat this preliminary exercise as many times as we like, the being aware of sensations in the head, face and neck, together with the in-breath, together with the out-breath. Secondly, the sensations in the shoulders, arms, hands and fingers. Thirdly, sensations in the torso. Fourthly, sensations in the body from the hips down to the toes. And fifthly, sensation throughout the body without choosing any one particular area. If the mind is reasonably content and interested in this present moment awareness of sensation, now we choose one particular point in the body which the sensation of the breath is clearest and most comfortable. And we focus specifically on that one point. And being aware of the whole of the in-breath, the whole of the out-breath. The challenge here is not to concentrate in the sense of staring at the point in the body. For most of us, it will be at the tip of the nose. But sustaining that sense of clarity, alertness, interest. So we're using the breath in order to cultivate these qualities of mind, this presence of mind which is clear and sharp and bright. So the unit of the meditation is one breath. We're just taking one whole inhalation, one whole exhalation as our goal. To be alert, awake, bright and clear for the duration of one in-breath and one out-breath, And then we start again. So giving that sense of respect and total attention to a whole in-breath, a whole out-breath, and then starting again. If the mind wanders, as it will, then the challenge is not to become discouraged by the distraction, not to delight in the distraction, not to become offended by the distraction, discouraged. We are illuminating the mental landscape. We're learning about what's going on within our minds, and we're learning skills to deal most wisely and compassionately with our inner world. If the mind's not yet ready or unable to sustain any attention on the one point in the body that we've chosen, then we can go back to the more relaxed attention to the breath together with the sensations in the four areas and the fifth full body awareness. And then re-establish attention once more at this one particular point. And the mind wanders off very patiently and gently. Establish attention once more.